I am with Meg McAllister with EPA, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM 550 AM. Meg, can you tell us what are the funding opportunities for farmers?
Sure. So we have a lot of funding opportunities right now through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act. One of the biggest things we've been implementing over the last year is $250 million just in Region 7 has gone to State Revolving Fund. So that's something we've been working with our state partners primarily to go toward drinking water systems and sewer systems for rural communities and aging infrastructure. We've also had about $9 million go out for brownfields funding, so that's been a huge opportunity for redevelopment, land revitalization, and assessments. And plenty of other opportunities, of course, from us and also our partners at USDA to make sure that partners and ag have the tools they need.
And Meg, can you tell us about your partners in ag?
Absolutely. So we work with everyone in ag, and we need to make sure that we're keeping channels of communication open. That goes with our federal partners at USDA. We also work with the state agencies, so the Departments of Natural Resources and the State Departments of Agriculture, as well as local ag leaders. And that means everyone, even farmers and ranchers. We want to make sure everyone has a seat at the table when we're having these conversations.
And can you tell us more about the renewable fuels?
That's something that I would leave to my colleagues in headquarters if you'd like to have further conversations about that. But it is important for us to continue having these conversations. And I would also refer you and any questions to Doug Jones, who's our Region 7 Ag Advisor.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Meg, can you tell us more about the climate resiliency?
Yes. So climate is something that we're having huge conversations with in EPA, but we know that farmers and ranchers really are on the front lines when it comes to dealing with climate. So we've been having a lot of conversations about how they are approaching things, what tools they are using, and also where they see opportunities for innovation. Because if there is something that I know is true, is farmers are innovators. We recently had discussions around anaerobic digestion, for example, at a conference last week, and having such important conversations about how we can tackle climate together. We also have a climate advisor in Region 7, and Andrew Wynn, and he and our ag advisor, Doug Jones, work closely together on so many initiatives because these conversations really are running together.
I have been speaking with Meg McAllister with the EPA, and this is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM 550 AM.